1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Are men's suits on the 7th floor?
No, they are here on the 6th. 7th is for books and bags.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Two. Hello, have you got any seats available for the concert next Sunday?
No, I'm afraid Sunday is fully booked.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Three. Shall we go out or eat in tonight?
I don't feel like cooking today.
Question. What does the woman imply?
4. Why haven't I received the postcard my friend sent me from Paris last month?
Well, sometimes it takes a while for the local post office to deliver the mail.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
5. I need some cash for my trip to Macau tomorrow. I will run and get some.
I will go with you. I need some fresh air and exercise.
Question. Where will the speakers probably go right now?
6. I'd love to come to your party tonight, but my brother has just arrived from New York.
That's no problem. The more the merrier.
Question. What does the man imply? 7. I won the first prize in the national writing contest, and I got this camera as an award.
It's a good camera. You can take it when you travel. I had no idea you were a marvelous writer.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Eight. The dress fits you perfectly. Is it something you bought recently?
Actually, I've had it for a while. I've just been waiting for the weather to get warmer.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. Look at this photo. It was taken at John and Anne's wedding ceremony 10 years ago.
I know. I couldn't believe I had such long hair. It's so embarrassing, isn't it?
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
10. I didn't have any trouble in finding accommodation in Russia.
According to my experience there, it sounds too good to be true.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
When I borrowed my friend's ancient Jeep for a trip to the mountains, he assured me of the vehicle's good condition and I decided to give it a shot. At first, the drive up to the top of the mountain was smooth, and the magnificent landscape along the road took my breath away. But just minutes before I reached my destination, smoke started to pour out of the engine. I was forced to stop at a small village from which the nearest repair place was miles away. Villagers gathered to look, some even starting to inspect the Jeep. An old man patted me on the shoulder, saying, "There's a hole in the jacket of the water tank. You just need some green bananas." Just as I was puzzled about what he said, a boy ran to us with green bananas in his arms. The old man cut one in half and pressed one half against the tank. The banana, to my surprise, melted against the hot metal, covering the hole instantly. After one more application of the green banana, the villagers waved me goodbye, and within an hour, the Jeep amazingly made it to the repair place. This chance experience with the green banana showed me not only the genius of those villagers, but also the potential of the green banana. In fact, as I thought about the experience further, I realized that the green banana had been there for ages, patiently waiting to be appreciated as more than a common fruit. The green banana taught me that if we can see the world in a new light, we may discover many more unexpected green bananas. When I borrowed my friend's ancient Jeep for a trip to the mountains, he assured me of the vehicle's good condition, and I decided to give it a shot. At first, the drive up to the top of the mountain was smooth, and the magnificent landscape along the road took my breath away. But just minutes before I reached my destination, smoke started to pour out of the engine. I was forced to stop at a small village from which the nearest repair place was miles away. Villagers gathered to look, some even starting to inspect the Jeep. An old man patted me on the shoulder, saying, "There's a hole in the jacket of the water tank. You just need some green bananas." Just as I was puzzled about what he said, a boy ran to us with green bananas in his arms. The old man cut one in half and pressed one half against the tank. The banana, to my surprise, melted against the hot metal, covering the hole instantly. After one more application of the green banana, the villagers waved me goodbye, and within an hour, the Jeep amazingly made it to the repair place. This chance experience with the green banana showed me not only the genius of those villagers, but also the potential of the green banana. In fact, as I thought about the experience further, I realized that the green banana had been there for ages, patiently waiting to be appreciated as more than a common fruit. The green banana taught me that if we can see the world in a new light, we may discover many more unexpected green bananas. Questions 11. What happened to the ancient Jeep on the way?
12. How was the problem solved?
13. What did the author learn from the incident? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
This is the local daily news. More than half of British airline pilots say they have fallen asleep during flight, a survey said yesterday. According to the British Airline Pilots Association, 300 out of 500 commercial pilots surveyed admitted being asleep during work. And one-third of these sleeping pilots said that they had woken up to find their co-pilot also asleep. Pilot exhaustion made headlines and aroused public concern this week when a newspaper reported two pilots on a British flight fell asleep, leaving the full plane travelling automatically in the air. The survey came before the European governments decide on the air rule changes. The rule changes would mean that pilots could work a total of 110 hours in a 2-week period, more than the 95-hour limit under the current regulations. And at night, pilots could be expected to fly for up to 11 hours, against a current 10-hour limit. Many people are worried about the changes. Tiredness is already a major challenge for pilots who are deeply concerned that unscientific new EU rules will increase levels of tiredness, which is believed to be the leading cause for air accidents, beating mechanical faults and natural threats, such as storms or fogs. This is the local daily news. More than half of British airline pilots say they have fallen asleep during flight, a survey said yesterday. According to the British Airline Pilots Association, 300 out of 500 commercial pilots surveyed admitted being asleep during work. And one-third of these sleeping pilots said that they had woken up to find their co-pilot also asleep. Pilot exhaustion made headlines and aroused public concern this week when a newspaper reported two pilots on a British flight fell asleep, leaving the full plane travelling automatically in the air. The survey came before the European governments decide on the air rule changes. The rule changes would mean that pilots could work a total of 110 hours in a 2-week period, more than the 95-hour limit under the current regulations. And at night, pilots could be expected to fly for up to 11 hours, against a current 10-hour limit. Many people are worried about the changes. Tiredness is already a major challenge for pilots who are deeply concerned that unscientific new EU rules will increase levels of tiredness, which is believed to be the leading cause for air accidents, beating mechanical faults and natural threats such as storms or fogs.
Questions. 14. How many pilots surveyed have found their co-pilots asleep during a flight?
15. What is the air rule change proposed by European governments?
16. What is the number one reason for flight accidents? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Lost and found office, can I help you?
I certainly hope so. I'm Jack Hill. I flew here from London yesterday, but when I arrived, my luggage was missing.
Oh dear. Did you report it when you landed?
Yes. I told them at the information desk, but I didn't have time to contact you then. I had a business meeting to attend.
Mr. Hill, I'll try to find out where your luggage is, but I do need some information from you. What flight was it and what time did you arrive at the airport?
It was flight BA512. The plane was almost an hour late, so we landed at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Fine. I also need to know the number of your baggage check, Mr. Hill. You'll find it on your ticket.
Okay. Here's the number of the baggage check. There. BA035721 and 035722. Two large leather suitcases. One is green, the other is brown.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. May I have your phone number? I'll call you back.
Right. It's 382-9746 until 4 o'clock. And after that, you can reach me or leave a message at the Hilton Hotel. The number's 555-6282.
That's okay, Mr. Hill. We've got the number. I do hope we can get your bags to you this evening or tomorrow. If it's not today, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Please do your best to make it today. It is quite difficult for me without my things.
Of course we will. You can be sure of that, Mr. Hill. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Lost and found office, can I help you?
I certainly hope so. I'm Jack Hill. I flew here from London yesterday, but when I arrived, my luggage was missing.
Oh dear. Did you report it when you landed?
Yes. I told them at the information desk, but I didn't have time to contact you then. I had a business meeting to attend.
Mr. Hill, I'll try to find out where your luggage is, but I do need some information from you. What flight was it and what time did you arrive at the airport?
It was flight BA512. The plane was almost an hour late, so we landed at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Fine. I also need to know the number of your baggage check, Mr. Hill. You'll find it on your ticket.
Okay. Here's the number of the baggage check. They're BA035721 and 035722. Two large leather suitcases. One is green, the other is brown.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. May I have your phone number? I'll call you back.
Right. It's 382-9746 until 4 o'clock. And after that, you can reach me or leave a message at the Hilton Hotel. The number's 555-6282.
That's okay, Mr. Hill. We've got the number. I do hope we can get your bags to you this evening or tomorrow. If it's not today, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Please do your best to make it today. It is quite difficult for me without my things.
Of course we will. You can be sure of that, Mr. Hill. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Questions. 17. Why didn't the man contact the woman immediately after landing?
18. Which information is not helpful for finding the man's luggage?
19. Where will the man find the number of the baggage check?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?